My name is Lee, and I'm an alcoholic. I want to thank Damien for inviting me to speak tonight. It's always an honor and a privilege to be able to be asked to participate in one's sobriety. And, you know, this is not one of my favorite things to do and speak in front of a large crowd of people. But only through the program of Alcoholics Anonymous have I been able to overcome my fear of public speaking and actually understand what it is, what it takes to recover in Alcoholics Anonymous. Just to give you a little background, a little history, I grew up in Lemon Grove. My mother and father from the Midwest, both, I have two older brothers, one living in Anaheim, one living in Tennessee. Neither of them are alcoholics. They have different issues, but they're doing well in what they do. And when I mean issues, I mean not drug-related or anything like that, but just other issues. I grew up in my mother was an alcoholic. I can say that because she got 21 years sober before she died, and she died sober. My father, I would consider a heavy drinker. Drank a lot. I didn't see him drink during the day. He was able to go to work and hold down a job. There was no real physical abuse in the household, but there was some, you know, mental stuff going on. But in general, I think that I had a fairly normal childhood. My mother, being an alcoholic, I never knew what was going to happen in the house. I was really insecure as a child and always full of fear. And, you know, I hear that a lot in the rooms, that a lot of us are full of fear, and I definitely was. I seemed to be scared of everything and everyone and didn't understand why. Fell into a group of friends that drank and did outside issues, and that's the first time that I realized that I could, you know, I could feel different, you know, I could feel good, you know, and, you know, all my fears and all my insecurities seemed to go away, later on, it was like I started to really enjoy it and like to go to parties and, you know, have a good time. And but after a while, you know, it was getting to the point where I was always the person that was getting way out of hand, and people were telling me about it. And I just didn't understand why this would always happen. I would drink, you know, always overshoot the mark and wind up, you know, passing out, winding up in weird places in jail. And I just didn't understand why this was always happening. You know, later on, I had some things happen when I was 15. I got a girl pregnant and failed. You know, I got kicked out of my first high school. But then I went to a new high school and started to turn things around. And life seemed to be getting better, but I still had this problem of wanting to go to parties and always drinking to excess. And this went on. I was able to graduate from high school, got into college, and that's where my drinking career really took off. You know, I was drinking every day. I was drinking in the morning. It's the only thing I could do to seem to get through the day. And everyone around me, it seemed to be okay. Until towards my senior year, where I barely graduated from college, and after college, getting a kind of a low-paying job for, you know, my degree, and never really. I had a couple attempts at trying to get sober on my own to limit my drinking, and I'm glad that Mike was reading from Chapter 3, more about alcoholism, because that's really where I got an understanding of my condition. You know, I got married. I basically took a hostage, as they say. And And I don't know how, but she stuck with me for a long time, and until she couldn't take it, and we finally got divorced. And my life was just going downhill, and it wasn't getting any better. It was just getting worse and worse. And, you know, my health was starting to suffer, and I finally lost a job that I liked, and that was kind of my wake-up call. I came into the rooms back in 06, and, you know, my mother was always encouraging me to try to seek help, and she knew that the solution was in these rooms, but I just wasn't willing to accept the fact that I was an alcoholic. You know, I couldn't, you know, there's got to be a way out of this, I thought, and I tried everything in the book, and no matter what, I always wound up being drunk again. And you just give me the 5 minutes, so I got to hurry up and get sober. So anyway, this just went on and on, and things got worse. And finally, I was living in a condo with a guy, and I started, you know, I would always get the shakes if I didn't drink, if I tried to stop drinking. But then I started having hallucinations. And at that point, I was really scared that I'd finally, you know, lost my mind, and I was getting a wet brain. And I finally got into the hospital, and just started this, came back into AA, and found a sponsor, and who, you know, has really been really patient with me. I've come in and out, and in the first year, I was in and out, and then it was craziness. I took a lot of 90-day tokens. And finally, you know, I just realized it wasn't going to get any better. And like men who have lost their legs, we never grow new ones. And it really started to sink in that I was an alcoholic, that I was powerless over alcohol, that my life was unmanageable. And I realized that the only thing that was going to save me was the program of Alcoholics Anonymous, and the people in these rooms, and finding a higher power, something that I had never believed in, I never wanted to believe in, I thought it was silly, you know, but having faith in something, you know, a power greater than yourself, you know, when you really think about it, you cannot overcome your alcoholism by yourself. That's just a fact. And once I realized that I needed a higher power that was going to help me stay sober, that loved me and cared about me, my life was going to turn around. And, you know, there's just things that I have to do. You know, I have to be giving, be a giver, not a taker. You know, my whole life I was a taker. And giving back to this program, you know, helping others, you know, see the light and that there is a solution. And, you know, I still, you know, sometimes I think about it and I think, my God, how did I, you know, get to have such a wonderful life? And, you know, and it's only through, you know, God and this program. And there's nothing that I can, you know, say. I can't make someone get sober. I can't shake them sober. I, you know, make them see the light. But, you know, I can guide them in the direction of these rooms. And because it saved my life, you know, and it's a miracle. And the miracle can happen for anybody that really wants it, you know, have the willingness, you know, and do what it takes, you know. Read the book. Stay current with your sponsor. Take as many commitments as you can. Go to as many meetings as you can go to. And, you know, it's worked for me, and it can work for, you know, anybody that really wants it. Thanks for letting me share.